The following shiur is recorded, edited, and presented to you by Kol HaLashon. We wish you an enjoyable and meaningful time listening.
So dear friends and Talmidim, let's once again share a short thought on the parsha. So this Shabbos we read Parshas Beshalach, Shiras Hayam. This beautiful and unbelievable Shira, the song of praise to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, B'Shas Kriyas Yamsuf. And a Medrash Chazal say that since the day of creation, never was such an unbelievable, beautiful, holy Shira ever said. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Miyoyim Shebarosi Olami, Loihoya Odom Sheomar Lofonai Shiro. I salvaged Odom Arishon and he didn't say Shiro. I saved Noach from the Mabul and he did not say Shiro. I spared Avraham Avinu from Ur Kasdim, from fire. Yitzchok min Hamacholes. Yankov, Malovan Umeesov, and they did not say Shiro. Ad she'omdu Yisrael alayam ve'omru Shiro lefonai. All those giants davened, prayed, thanked HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They brought korbonos. Avraham tikken shachas, Yitzchok mincha, Yankov arves. Avraham Avinu said Mizmoshili. Odom Arishon said Mizmoshili Yom Shabbos. So what was so special and unique and different about Shira Sayam? Chazal also say, Nachoin kisacho me'az, me'oilam oto, me'oim b'riyas o'oilam o'yo kisoi shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu misroi fefes. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's throne, his kisei, was solidified only by Shira Sayam. How do we understand this maimah? So what is so fundamental about Shira Sayam? Oid Omru Chazal. Beshoshom Yisrael Shiru Alayam. Lo Veshekodesh Baruch Hu. Cholok Shel Teferes Shayu Chakukim Bakol Oz Shebetoyra. HaKodesh Baruch Hu Kivi Yochol. Dressed, put on a special garment. Shayu Chakukim Bakol Oz Shebetoyra. All those psukim that refer to the Geula Shleima. Beketz Hayamin, Oz Yamol Eischoik Pinu, Oz Yoimru Bagoyim Higdol Hashem Lasisem Eile, Oz Yaboka Keshachar Oireich. So obviously Shira Sayam was special, unique, different than anything ever said before. And once again, Beketz Hayamin. Because in the very beginning of Perek Chelek in Masechet Sanhedrin, Chazal say, Remez Letchias Hameisa Minayin, Az Yoshe Moshe. So what was unique about Shira? And why is Shira different than all the other forms and expressions and manifestations of Avodas Hashem, of Tefillah, of Brocha? Az Yoshe Moshe, Rashi writes, Ola Belibo Yishiyoymer Shira. And Pshat in Rashi obviously is, why does the Pasuk say Az Yoshe in a future tense and not as shar in the past? It's the story that transpired. So Rashi explains, before a people or a yochid or an individual sings a song, he decides that this is what he wants to do. Olo belibo yishiyoy mershiro. But one wonders, before a person does anything, he always decides what he wants to do. It's not unique to shiro. Person doesn't sit unless he decided he wants to sit, and he doesn't stand, and he doesn't go, and he doesn't do anything unless he decides first that this is what he wants to do. That is unique about everything people do. Soif Masse b'machshavat techilod. So the Maral and Gurari explains what is unique about Shira. It comes from the depth of one's heart. It is spontaneous. When the heart overflows with joy and gratitude, Olo beliboy shiyoim roshiro. Olo beliboy shiyoshir shiro. That is what is unique about shiro. It comes from the very depth of one's heart. And it flows. It bursts out of a heart which overflows with gratitude, with thanks, with joy. Olo beliboy shiyoshir shiro. So the great Rishonim ask a very fundamental question. In Megillat Avchav, the Mishnah says that Halal you only say by day. You can't say Halal by night. But once a year we do say Halal by night, and that is B'leil HaSeder. The Ran, quoting Rav Hai and some other Rishonim and Achronim, say, Halal B'leil HaSeder is different. It's not Halal, it's Shiro. But it's the same Psukim, the same Pirkei Tehillim, exactly the same. So what transforms Halal into Shiro? It's not what we say. It is the way we say it. It is
Kol Halashon.
The way it bursts out of our hearts. So when you say Halal, you could plan when to say and when not to say. So we say Halal by day and not by night. But Shiro is spontaneous. You cannot decide when and when not to say Shiro. When your heart overflows, that is when you say Shiro. And B'leil HaSeder, when we are engaged in Sipi Yetzias Mitzrayim, that is when Shiro bursts out of our hearts, just like it burst out of their hearts. When they pointed their fingers up to the heavens and they said, Ze keili v'anveyu. Malamet shoyomarin be'etzba v'oymrim ze keili v'anveyu. That is how we have to feel every year when we tell the story of Yetzias Mitzrayim. That is how we will feel once again when we will be zeicha bekorev tobias Mashiach tzedkenu and tchias ameisim. That is how we need to try to feel whenever we are zeicha to chasdei shamayim. We are still in the midst of this terrible pandemic. We have so much to thank for and to sing the praise of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, every individual that was spared, every individual that experienced chasdei shamayim. But we also have so much to daven for. My mother, to my terrible dismay, has COVID-19. She was infected last week. And she's doing relatively well. She's at home with some oxygen. We're trying to take care of her. But she's in a very precarious situation. At her age, she's 92, with many additional medical issues. She had a stroke a few months ago. So she really needs Rachamei Shemayim. So on one hand, I ask all my Talmidim to please daven for her. Fradel Basleo, she's a Ishu Gedoyla. She's a huge personality, very special person, and a tzedekis. Kodesh Baruch Hu should send a refuah shleima to Fradel Basleo. So on one hand, we thank Kodesh Baruch Hu and we sing his praise. That is unique about Shira. Shira, you could only say b'simcha when your heart is full of gratitude. And that is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu was waiting for me, Yom Briyas Olam. And it is only when the entire nation sang the song of praise and gratitude, and HaKoros HaToyv and Haidon, B'Kriyas Yamsuf, that the world finally was stabilized. And Kisoy Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu was stabilized. V'lovesh HaKadosh Baruch Hu cholok shel teferes. So in this week's parsha, HaKadosh Baruch Hu promises, Kol HaMachlo Asher Samti B'Mitzrayim Lo Yosam Alecho Ki Ani Hashem Roifecho. And this is something we daven for, and we beg for, and we plea for. But there's a condition. And what is that condition? Im shemoya tishma b'koil Hashem Elokecho, It is then that HaKadosh Baruch Hu promises, Kol ha-machlo ha-shesamti be-mitzrayim lo yosam alecho ki ani Hashem lofech. Let us sing this song of praise. Let us say Shira, and let us be atzoyek al-osid, and daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He should send refuas and yeshuas. Let us try to be better, to open our ears, our minds, and our hearts to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Im shemoya tishma l'kol Hashem l'kecho v'yosha b'yenav ta'ase. V'hazanto l'metzmoysa v'shamatu es kol chukov. And we hope that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will fulfill kol ha-machalo shesamti b'mitzrayim v'yosam olecho ki ani Hashem roifecho. Kodesh Baruch Hu, Satan and Defuas and Yeshuas and good health, and take this pandemic away. And once again, as I did 1,000 times in the past year, please follow the rules, wear masks. It's beyond me how so many people still don't do so. We're losing people every day. And in this time, many young people. Many young people in the 30s, in the 40s, in the 50s have passed away. So many families are grieving. And there are still so many people that don't care. So vaccinate. Please do. And please wear masks. And please, let's do whatever we can to prevent tragedy, to save lives. And let's try to be better, to be ma'orer rachami shemayim. Ki ani Hashem roifecho, HaKadosh Baruch Hu shlach refuas v'yeshuas. We should share b'seiros tovos, and we should be zoche b'korov tobias moshiach tzidkenu b'mehero v'yomeinu amen.
The shir you've listened to was recorded and edited for you by Kol HaLashon. You're invited to continue listening at any time to all the shiurim and drushos in all topics by all the rabbanim on Kol HaLashon.